Well, hello out there, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Yes, I got a good voice with me today. My guest today, Chad Getten. How are you, Chad?
Very good. Thanks for having me on, Chris.
Oh, yeah, I love having you on. Last time I had you on, it was you, your dad, and your son, Cash.
Yeah, this is the second time.
Yeah, and you guys all played a little bit, got some music going out over the air, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we talked about our musical careers, and namely Cash, who's been, I guess, a local sensation with his guitar playing around. It's helped him earn a little spending money through his high school years here, so if anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I witnessed Cash at George's, and yeah, all these young girls all of a sudden infiltrated. I'd never seen so many pretty young girls all to watch Cash.
that's a perk for him, too. Yeah, but yeah, he's increased tremendously even since we've got together last. So it's amazing the skills these young kids have.
You know, and while we're talking, you know, about local skills and local talent, we're hopefully kicking off what I call the Local Vocals Show, which is going to happen in October, where we basically play music from local musicians. We're going to start on Monday nights at 7 p.m., and I know we'll get Cash on there along with all the other talent that's in the area. But now we got to talk about you, your talent. Now, I know, you know, probably, well, I can't go get to the big thing yet, but first of all, the bigger thing is you've been married for 26 years?
It'll be 29 years, actually, in October.
So. 29 years,
yeah, hard
and
to
still
believe.
Counting. Well, yeah. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, so went to college, graduated in 95 in Western Illinois University, and met my wife, Lynn. She's Connecticutan. We met in high school and started dating. She was a pretty prom queen, so went out on our date, and it's been magical ever since. So
I believe it.
Yeah, we're blessed with four wonderful boys, and they're all successful, and I got one graduating college, one starting college, one in high school, which is Cash, and then my oldest, Anthony, he's down in Texas. He went right to work out of college, and he's a ER nurse down there, loving it.
So, I'll be darned. Yeah, four boys.
Very proud of them all.
Yep, you got some good children, good boys. And you got a really good wife, really nice. She's special.
Yeah. She's
full of energy.
You need to do a spotlight on her sometime because she's, I call her, she's like a politician. And we go into a restaurant to eat, it's an hour later because she's got to talk to everybody. But yeah, she's been a school teacher for as long as I've been employed as a crop specialist. So, yeah.
Tell me, what was that first date like with you and Lynn? Well, where'd you guys go?
Actually, the very first date, I have to laugh because we were at a wedding reception at the Legion before it was remodeled anyway, but years ago. And it was funny because I was standing next to one of my buddies and I seen her looking our direction. I thought she was looking at me.
Yeah, she
was. She was actually looking at him. Oh, so okay. It kind of gave me the nerve to approach her, and we've been together ever since.
Wow. The magic happened. Love
yeah.
it. Love it. Now, you work for FS and Grow Mart. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I've been blessed with a wonderful career. I worked with Tri-County FS here in Jerseyville, certified crop specialist, and I took care of the southern half of Jersey County. And I did that for 26 years. So I was... I did what I went to school for, so I was, like I said, a crop specialist and helped the growers make their decisions with planting and fertility and their crop needs and help them become more profitability in their operations was kind of my role. So
when you were a young boy, so you said be like when you're in high school, you said, I want to be a crop specialist. I want to learn about crops.
Well, I didn't really know about crop specialists, but what I did know is growing up on the family farm just here west of Jerseyville, watched my grandpa farm, and I took an interest in it, and I just love watching the seed grow in the ground and watch it grow. So wasn't able to farm because not enough acres there to make a living. But the next best thing was getting able to be involved with the farming community and help the growers. So that's where ended me up where I'm at today. And if anybody knows me, my real passion is the seed. I really enjoy working with seed, and that's ultimately 3 years ago, I was able to get the opportunity to transition into the GrowMark system. And with that, now I get to train crop specialists like I'd been in the past and help them with their, help them grow in their businesses. So I guess you'd call me like an influencer or a coach per se, and I represent the FS Seed brand.
And you're not only, you know, pretty on as far as crops go and all everything that has to do with growing, but you're kind of famous too. Back in 2003, I remember 2003. I mean, I wasn't even a deer hunter back in 2003 at all. Well, I'm not a deer hunter now, but I can remember Chad Getten. Whoa. And you kind of did something kind of pretty big as far as deer hunting goes. Oh, you want to comment on that a little bit?
Yeah, you're very, very flattering, Chris, but I guess everybody has their 15 seconds of fame, and that was mine. But yeah, I was just a lucky hunter. Of course, I love hunting as well as my boys, and we live in some good deer hunting country here. And I was lucky enough to shoot a deer, harvest a buck, and it was the biggest one in the nation in 2003.
So biggest buck in the nation.
Yeah.
Now, how big is a biggest buck in the nation? Tell me that.
Well, they go on scoring systems, but long story short, it Boone and Crockett scored. It grossed close to 260, but it's one of the most massive ever killed. It hung over here in Farm and Home for several years, but gosh, it was Winchester got a hold of it and used it for print ads, and it was in Outdoor Life magazine on the covers of North American Whitetail, and it was on TV. So I don't want to say it became a headache, but there for a while it was pretty cool. So
how big was the rack? Do you know that too?
It was two foot wide, so you kind of have to turn it sideways to get it through a door, but it was just really massive.
Speaking of that, on our outdoor show, I don't know if I'm sure being an outdoorsman, you've heard our outdoor show. It's played on Saturday mornings. Aaron Quillen is the host for Monarch Rivers, which he's an outfitter in Northern Calhoun. And he called me up just a couple days ago, and he goes, "Hey, let's do a biggest buck contest." And I go, okay, you know, let's do it. So this year, this season, WJBM and Monarch Rivers, along with we have a lot of sponsors that are wanting to get involved in this, we're going to have the biggest buck contest. And I believe, far as I know, is what he was telling me, that we're going to have first place for bow, first place for shotgun, and then the third place will be the biggest of either bow or shotgun as far as the bucks go. And I think it's the rack is what they're measuring, I believe, you know, the biggest rack. So that'll be fun. And we got some great prizes too. Surprise. He called me up and was telling me about it. I'm like, whoa, that's impressive. So we'll keep you. Maybe you can win that. I mean,
yeah, well, or my boys will be all about that.
Yeah. So that should be fun. You're a coach. Tell us about coaching farmers, because I mean, you do that, right? You go around and kind of help people out when they're farming, as far as what to plant, when to plant, look at the soil, and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I was blessed to work with some very good growers for many years, almost two decades with fathers and sons, helping them with their operations. And anymore, gosh, there's just lots of choices out there. You know, now there's Lots of seed choices, chemical choices. There's weed resistance, a lot of fertility that goes into decisions. And, you know, inputs are high, and it's important they make the right decisions where they can be profitable on their farm.
What's the ABCs? Because I know nothing about this, right? Yeah. But what are the ABCs that a farmer needs to know as far as putting in a crop? What would you say?
Well, the first thing, I mean, fertility is really important. You start out with a good pH, and then you phosphorus
with the soil.
Phosphorus and potassium and nitrogen are your key major nutrients.
So, what? See, I don't know anything about it. I'm asking you: do you take a sample of the soil and then you look at it and you have it?
Yeah.
Identified, and you go, well, you're low in this. You need to, just kind of like when I go to the doctor,
you'd get my blood. You'd start with a soil sample.
Yeah.
And analyze the sample. And of course, whatever you put in, you know, you get back out. So, any more of these genetics in this seed, you can produce a lot of bushels. So it pulls a lot out of the soil.
Okay. So you take that, you get that soil sample, and then you start telling them what you can kind of suggest what they ought to do.
Yes. So we, with Tri-County, we had soil sample services, and then you can analyze the samples, and then you can build recommendations off that. And they also have variable rate spreading you can do. And along with, you know, making those decisions, you know, choosing a good quality seed is most important, and you don't want to cut any corners. So you want to have a seed that has good genetics, and mm-hmm. hopefully they're taking advantage of the biotech traits that are available to them. So, you know,
what are the seeds that you guys use or sell?
So, GrowMark, we have our own private proprietary brand is FS Seed. They own that trademark with Envision Corn and High Soy Soybeans. And then they also have system-supported brands, mainly being in the Bayer company with DeKalb and AgeGrow. My main role is with the Envision High Soy FS Seed brands. Mm-hmm. So
that's what you... if you're just joining us, I have Chad Getten with me, and he works with GrowMark and FS, and is an agronomist and helps farmers do the right things to get the most out of their fields. So I understand that FS is a co-op. Can you kind of explain the philosophy of this co-op?
Yeah, so GrowMark is, we are the regional supply cooperative that owns the FS trademark logo.
Okay.
And then we sell to the members, which Tri-County FS would be a member, and they're also a cooperative. So basically, it's they're owned by the customers who are buying those products, and those products are, they're going to reap the benefits and the profit out of those sales, and it comes back to the company and the growers.
So as a farmer, if I work with FS and GrowMart and I buy my product from them, then I am actually investing in the company, and I own, or at least
correct. You have a share. You're a patron in that company, and when they have profit, then you'll receive patronage back.
Depending on how much, of course, that you invest.
Correct. And it's, you know, they have board of directors. GrowMark has a board of director, and Tri-County FS has board of directors. And those are its customers who buy from Tri-County. And they, you know, they're at different districts throughout the three-county area. And they, you know, they have a representative vote. And, you know, they make the decisions on where the company's headed.
So I, as a farmer, I get a vote for who I want as far as one of the directors?
Everyone purchasing from Tri-County will get a vote, yes.
Okay. And there's, you say, six districts?
I'm not sure about the districts, how many districts there is in Tri-County, but there's representatives, so many from Greene County, so many from Calhoun, and so many from Jersey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the more money I spend, the more votes I get? Or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
If you buy, you get a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well... sounds pretty good. I mean, it's nice to be a part of, you know, what you're buying and what you're putting out there. That's great. I noticed across the street here from the station, there's a sign. I guess it's a plot that has FS Envision, a sign on it. So tell me about that. What is that? What's going on there?
Mossman Farms actually is kind enough to work with us, and growers will put plots in, and it's where we can showcase our products, and also people like myself and the crop specialist, and we can take growers there. You can look at the different, in that case, there are beans over there, the bean varieties, and we will take them to yield, and then we'll have an idea on the new products, what they're yielding. So
yeah, that sounds like a great way to do it. So how many, what would you guess, plots that you have out in the area?
Personally, in my district, I take care of Tri-County FS, and I go to the north into Prairie Land. I might have, 30 or 40 plots that we'll
really
be taking out. Yeah, we took the first one come out yesterday, and that's going to be a lot of my job for the next 2 or 3 weeks is getting the plots out and gathering the data.
Now, how big is a plot?
Well,
what kind of space are we talking about?
Yeah, usually there'll be 16, probably to 24 varieties on average. So usually it'll take up an acre to 2 acres of a field.
Mm-hmm. I noticed we talked earlier before the interview, and you said it's the 60th birthday of the oldest proprietary bean in the country.
Yes. Yeah, high soy is first planted in 1965, and they were based out of Piper City, Illinois, and it's the oldest proprietary or patented bean in the country. So, kind of a big deal. They have their 60th anniversary. So
it must be working for them.
Yeah, 6 decades, and they're still going strong. And you know, back to the Envision corn and the high soy beans, you know, the benefit of that is it is our brand.
Yeah.
You know, it's the only place that you can get it is from FS. So we have our national brands who are sold by several different suppliers. But the high soy Envision, you know, it's dearest to my heart, I know, because it's my brand. And it's grown, it's a regional brand grown by the growers who own it, you know, with the cooperatives. So the nice thing about it is they can they buy genetics from 5 different germplasms suppliers, and they're the best in the industry. So with those genetics, we have, it gives the Envision and the high soy diversity. I know with the Envision, they buy from 5 different genetic vendors, and they have 11 trait platforms. So they have lots of different options, and it's good for our growers because it's honed in on our soil types locally, where, you know, we have stable products for our area.
What is, we're going to wrap this interview up with you, and thanks a lot for coming in, but what is a message that you would like to give to the farmers out there? I know there's a lot of them that already, you know, and they're one of your customers, but how about those folks that aren't a customer? All right. Let's hear your pitch, your message of why they might want to give you a call.
Well, I didn't really prepare a pitch, Chris, but I would say there are lots of choices out there, and lots of places where growers can buy, and there's lots of good choices. But dealing with Tri-County FS and the other member co-ops, you know, it's hometown, and the products are local. And working with the crop specialists, they do an excellent job providing ways where the grower can produce, you know, more profit on their acres. And not only are they trying to sell products, but they're trying to sell solutions.
That's good. Solutions are what it's all about,
yep.
Getting it right. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Chad. And you have a great day out there.
Yep.
We'll see you around.
Thanks for having me, Chris.